This is my second Congress. I went to Mar del Plata last year. Being here in Jujuy is really important, especially to support Romina, to fight for her release from prison. It's good to meet and to talk about issues that we don't normally talk about. It's good to get informed about what other women in other places are doing. When thinking in the workshops, we're starting to think about our history, how we were educated. It's not an imaginative issue. It intersects us. It's impossible not to think about gender from our own lives. The idea for the workshops isn't to say what kind of women we should be. The idea for the workshop is to create ideas. We are going to create in different ways because we come from different places and histories.
Hi, this is Sam from the GO team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the monthly edition of And Sometimes Why. And seeing as how, as soon as I turn on the mic, my throat just... Anyway, it's the last show of the year for me, and I'm very pleased to be welcoming my good friend Doretta to the show. Hello, Doretta.
Hi, Miko.
She's quite, you know, the longtime music hipster. You probably recognize her voice from being on CITR for many years before she left us for New York.
But now I'm back.
So I have something to celebrate. And so do you, because she's going to mix it up a bit. She's chosen some songs, and hopefully you won't fall asleep like maybe you normally do when you listen to this show. Not that I'm saying in a bad way, but, you know, I fully recognize sometimes my song choices might be a bit lulling. Anyway, so we will get to Doretta's rock set in just a few minutes, and we will get to a holiday special. As much as And Sometimes Why can be celebratory, we will start playing some thematic music at 7 o'clock, and perhaps there will be some jingles, but it's winter, so some of the songs will just be wintry, which means there might be some darkness, just warning you. But anyway, that was Caribou, what you just heard, because Doretta thought that it had a certain feeling to it.
I don't know. Didn't you feel the whole reindeer thing with that song? I saw a sled. I don't know.
I saw it once you mentioned it, so I think maybe my imagination's just a little bit on the down low tonight. But I can appreciate that.
Well, you know, it's a stretch, but we're trying to find the holiday spirit here.
Yes, and you're much more creative than me. You're the writer, so it makes sense.
Miko.
But the song you heard was called Melody Day, and it's off of Andorra, the CD released by Merge in 2007, so almost last year.
Almost, but not quite.
Yes, I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, coming up right now is a choice by Doretta. But anyway, we'll tell you about it in a second, because I think we've been babbling already too much.
Más allá, otro mundo más allá, hay un mundo más allá, otro mundo más allá, hay un mundo más allá. Magos, mundos.
si te va,
no te vayas 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 si te va.
Your wasted life, I try to move change things through and through.
Talking kind, Yulia. I've been your kind. I hope you know. Thank you.
You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here with my special guest, Doretta, and we are celebrating the last month of the year, sort of.
Yeah, we are celebrating. It's December.
I'm celebrating that Doretta's here. We just heard some mellow stuff, but don't get too settled in your chair. What you just heard was Taken by Trees, which is a... Are they Swedish? I think they're Swedish. Band, Victoria Bergsman's solo project. And that was a song, Julia, off of Open Field on Rough Trade Records. A very nice album, I think. I'm quite enjoying listening to it on MySpace.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go there and check it out. I enjoyed that song, too.
Yeah, I think their whole album is actually on their MySpace, just in case you're wondering. Anyway, not to say you shouldn't buy it. I'm planning on it. I am. Before that was Emily Jane White, a.k.a. Old School Cat Power.
She totally sounds like Cat Power. On the album, it appears that she has the same hair as Cat Power.
We've decided that because she has some kind of veil over her face that perhaps she is.
Secretly. We don't know. Maybe this is, you know, a secret Cat Power project.
Maybe. The song titles are reminiscent of older Cat Power songs. You heard Time on Your Side, but actually most of the songs are not quite as optimistic sounding. The other song titles are Dark Undercoat, The Demon, Dagger, Sleeping Dead, Two Shots to the Head, Wild Tigers I Have Known. I'm not making this up. And we just happened to play the one song called Time on Your Side.
Because this is a celebration.
That's right. The album's called Dark Undercoat, and it's on Double Negative Records. And before that was, by request, Alayla Diane, or Alayla Diane, for my good friend in London, Jenny. And actually, I was telling Doretta I was certain after hearing the song, which is called Up North, and it's from the PDX Pop Now compilation, I was so certain that I had actually played this song before. Because you don't really forget a song about Jesus like that. But I couldn't find it on my previous play sheets. So either I just heard it in my head because Jenny wanted me to, or I have played it at some point. But anyway, hopefully that was good enough, Jenny, and you hadn't heard that song already on my show and wanted to hear a different song. Anyway, probably this isn't making sense to most of you. And starting off the set was a Doretta pick.
Which... What did you do with it? The latest Devendra Banhart album, Smokey Rolls Down the Canyon, Thunder Canyon. There's a sticker on top of the part where it has the title. Yeah, I haven't really been paying so much attention to music, so I didn't know what the name of the album was. And the song was Cristobal. Actually, we hadn't figured out how to pronounce that.
No, but that sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's good enough. I think I always used to mispronounce everything when I had my show, so...
I actually called it Cristobal, as in a bad pronunciation of crystal ball. But anyway, I'm sure Doretta's more right than me.
You just wanted it to be festive.
I was hoping. And speaking of festive, we are going to be playing some more literally holiday songs in a bit. But it's going to have to wait for a set, because the next set is a rock set, as picked by a woman who knows rock.
I don't really know rock. I just went over to the CDs and I looked around and I picked things that I recognized. So yeah, I haven't heard these things really either, except for, you know, half an hour ago, we previewed some songs.
Well, we're going to start it off with, and actually there's a bunch of CanCon in here too. So we're going to start it off mellower and we'll just see where it goes.
Yes, it's a progression of rock.
So here you go, starting off with the Weaker Thans.
Oh, all the words I should not know. Those doctors wrote on me. Swell up and thrum their syllable. let me get to sleep. The sun will start late, clock out early, and I'll drive around and wait for it. Follow familiar roads, emptied of every memory, under a sheet of silence and unmarked snow. Then idle in some parking lot, smoke half a smoke and ask Saint Boniface and Saint Vitel, preserve me from my past. Pair our potholes, prevent plant closures, and if they remember me at all, make them as more than a queer experiment, more than a diagram in their quarterly, make them we'll be right back.
they run. Town to feed.
Smokes, I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world.
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR. As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Oh boy, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the monthly edition of And Sometimes Why with special guest Doretta, formerly heard on CITR.
On Tuesdays.
So it's good to have her back.
Well, so I guess I'll talk about the songs that we just played.
Doretta will talk about that wall of rock that you just heard.
So, the song that played last was TV War by Ben Sinister off their EP on Distort Inc. And Ben Sinister is from Vancouver. If you want to, you can check out their MySpace. It's Ben Sinister Vancouver. I'm a fan. There was a year when I think I hated every show I saw except for the Ben Sinister show. And it was my year of hating music. And they were the only bright spot in my year of hating music. So
that says something.
So yeah, they're pretty awesome. Okay, and so I guess we'll start from the beginning. We started off the set with the Weakerthans. I'm having trouble talking. Off their latest album, Reunion Tour. And the song was Hymn of the Medical Oddity. I thought I would play it because right now I have a medically themed job. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but there you go. This album is on Epitaph. And the song we played after that, it was a progression of rock, as you see. It started off with sort of rocking, and then it went on to full out rock. So then we went to the Pink Mountaintops, and the song was Erected. And it was off the CBC Radio 3 Sessions, Volume 3. And then the third stage of rock involved Les Savvy Fab off their album Let's Stay Friends. And the song was The Equestrian. So there you have it. That was my rock set.
And I'm sure it was much needed in this show that's traditional. Well, actually, it didn't start off that way. Because did you know this show's been going for 13 years or something? It didn't start off so sleepy as it is, as it has become, but that's just what I've become, is sleepy. So the music has gotten mellower over the years, if any of you have actually been following, and sometimes wise, path. But much needed, I think, a bit of rock and roll now and again. So we'll have to have Doretta come back.
And help you rock.
Yes, regularly. But so speaking of mellow, we're now going to begin our foray into holiday tunes. And it's been a bit rough because I'm not much of a caroler. And I don't have a huge collection of indie Christmas songs. So some of it's a bit abstract, some of it's a bit of a stretch. But if you listen to the song titles, there's no denying the fact that there's got to be a connection.
They're holiday themed. You chose well.
Why, thank you. So starting off this little trip is a song called Snow. And we'll talk about it more later.
Snow.
each other in our winter pageant clothes. Skipping school, going home, running for shelter from a sudden thunderstorm, kissing raindrops on your nose. What part did I play in making you the way you are? What more can I say to convince you you didn't have to go so far?
And that was the beginning of our, of our holiday set on CITR 101.9 FM and sometimes Y with special guest Doretta. So I did warn you it was going to mellow down a bit, right?
It was a little mellow. It wasn't the mellowest it could be.
Well, we'll try our best to do that. You just heard the Softies from Winter Pageant, and that was the title track of that CD, I Wonder Why, on K Records. And I don't know if the Softies are still together. I should know this.
I don't know either.
We don't know, but we do know that Rose Melberg is still playing music. She's got several solo CDs out. I wonder, anyway, we should maybe check that to see if there's anything else seasonally appropriate. Anyway, before that was a brilliant suggestion by Doretta, Sally Shapiro, from...
Oh, yeah, the album that the original song is from is called Disco Romance, but this particular song was a piano mix of the song Anorak Christmas.
Pretty good, right? Pretty good. Excuse me. And before that was Saturday Looks Good to Me from their Fill Up the Room CD and Hands in the Snow. I know, it's very literal and not really that Christmassy, but Hands in the Snow. And what a nice song, too. And that's on K Records. And starting off the set was the song Snow, sung by Kathy Slade. It's off of a compilation that was released, a CD compilation released with the book Snowy, which was what number in the series?
I think, was it 3?
There's Windy and Sunny and Snowy.
Is there one called Chinook, or did I just make that?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Was it Snowy and Chinook? Okay, we're a little bit ignorant right now. So maybe we should stop talking and pretend that we're smarter. Well, I should speak for myself. Doretta's very smart. It's 7:30. We're going to be here until 8 o'clock. We'll see if we can actually extend the holiday tunes up until then. But if not, we'll just give up and play some other good music. But we do have some more for you. Coming up right now is Burquitlam Plaza.
The top, the crown. Thank you. radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
The twisted trees sing. Dark, dark, dark. Broken branches hidden far down below. The trees stare back. Reflecting in the water like ghosts, drifting this way and that, far down below. Dark, dark, dark. The chrysalis falls on silk unwinding a soft pillow of a faith in you. The twisted trees sing. Dark, dark, dark. The twisted trees sing. Dark, dark, dark.
You were listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is called And Sometimes Why. That was a holiday-themed song, Do You Believe Me?, by the Mekons, with their song Dark, 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 off of their album Natural on Quarter Stick Records out of Chicago. And it is dark these days. So, and we're approaching the darkest day of the year. So I think it's perfectly justifiable.
It's true. I mean, aside from all the times that I stepped slightly outside my cubicle, I didn't see any sunshine today, or the day before, or the day before that.
Darkness. I won't get into the whole background of this Mekons record. You'll just have to buy it and read the inside, okay? Because we just don't have time. Before that was Yola Tango from I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One.
Sorry.
See, I'm trying. I have glasses, as you will sometimes hear it knock against the microphone. And anyway, whatever. Long story. But Autumn Sweater, because it is still autumn, and it's a good song. And before that was Low with Taking Down the Tree off of their infamous Christmas EP. And starting off the set was Burquitlam Plaza, also known as Nick Kurgovich. And more recently, No Kids. That's what, is that his now band?
I thought that he was touring as Two Bad Catholics, but
I'm not
sure. And
then there's that. And then there's that, too. He's always got more than one thing going. That was Christmas Will Be Just Another Lonely Day from one of his several Christmas CDs. Oh my goodness, it's 8:10.
You thought that we were going to run out of music, that a disaster was going to happen, and we were going to have to play some things that we didn't really want to play because we said no.
Some things off of our maybe pile?
Yes.
Yes. I was worried, but I'm that kind of person. So it turns out we're not going to run out of... I just did that. I just hit my glasses against the microphone. And by the way, in case you were wondering, we did a bit of remembering, and the first of the books in the series by Robin Mitchell and Judith Steedman on Simply Red Books was Sunny. Sunny followed by Windy.
I think we established it started with Sunny.
Sunny followed by Windy, followed by Snowy and or Snowy and Chinook, because those are two different books, we think.
Or they could be one book with...
two different names and two different covers.
But I'm not sure. But there is no book on its own called Chinook. So we've established that. And we also found out that coming in March 2008, there's going to be a new book in the series called Foggy.
Isn't that lovely? You can pre-order now.
Amazon.ca.
And we weren't paid by anyone. Oh, but that book, Foggy, is actually by Robin Mitchell Cranfield and Judith Steedman. Anyway, babble, babble. Well, let's play a few more songs and then we'll say goodbye. So we're going to now play another Burquitlam Plaza song just for you.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful. Adore him. Come, let us adore.
Well, you didn't expect to hear from us quite so soon, did you? Nope. But too bad. You're going to hear from us because we want to say goodbye before the year ends, I suppose, would be one way of putting it. This is And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM, and Sometimes Why with guest Doretta. And I want to thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. This is fun. I haven't done radio in so long. The last time I did radio was pirate radio, so no one heard it except for everyone who was in the room.
Oh, I was going to mention some shows happening, but then I don't have the manual. We don't have the manual. What you should do is pick up the Discorder edition of December, or the December edition of Discorder, which might make more sense. And, you know, go to some shows or just stay home and enjoy the darkness.
Yes, the darkness, and celebrate the darkness.
Exactly. And listen to some CITR. So, in case you were thinking of turning the radio off now, I don't think you should, because Folk Oasis is coming up next with your gracious host, Val Cormier, in 5 minutes, approximately. So please don't go anywhere, and please do tune in to And Sometimes Why in the new year on Wednesday, January 2nd, and help us celebrate the new year. But we're going to leave you with the New Pornographers and their song The Spirit of Giving, just because. But first, this public service announcement, if I can actually manage to get it ready. All right, then. Good night, and thank you for listening.
Bye.
Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
That's right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
You went looking for shelter in all the wrong spaces. You grew gluttonous and famous with faces. Nameless and blank, superstitiously you named them. Saint Christopher and Johanna. And Saint Christopher and Johanna, and Saint Christopher and Johanna. Overcome with the holiday spirit, Mark says the herald angels won't hear it. And remember the wolves that you run with our wolves, don't forget. They exist to give you something to regret. I'll beat them to hell with something sadder than that brass portrait that shines through your morning dim. Something sadder than that brass portrait that shines through your morning dim. I'll give you something to be sad about. Hey, the picture really captures your mouth. Poised to say, it's your turn to go down now. 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 In the spirit of giving in.